I think this is where I live in with both Bengs and Pedro. And I think I told Pedro that I'm just, because I think I had like a scary dream once where I was asleep. It was a nightmare, but it was scary. But
if you tell me you were being chased by rabbits, I'm gonna
No, it was just so scary. I think I was falling off somewhere. But each time I had those scary dreams, I realized my cupboard, my wardrobe was open. So I had it closed. So I think I told Pedro this, like, I can't sleep without my cupboard.
At uni.
So one time, I think I was sleeping, and Pedro opened my cupboard.
Alright, so this is the story about how I dated a witch from Epping Forest.
Epping Forest? Should've known. Witch.
Now, she wasn't a witch, but she was just like, things just, the night just didn't go to plan. So, up until the point of the night, everything was going well. I'd been dating her for a while. Everything was cool, yeah?
Cool. Mm-hmm.
We decided our next date is going to be a Netflix and chill date, yeah?
Okay.
So this is my first away game at her house in Epping Forest. Yeah?
Cool.
I drive down to her house. She has AU vodka shots lined up.
Man. Okay.
Love me. I'm like, yeah, this is going to be a good night.
They're different colors.
They're
different
colors.
She's got the shots lined up and she says, you know what, tonight all we're going to do is watch movies, take shots and cuddle.
That's a great night.
So then I'm like, yeah, that sounds like a good night. What do you want to watch? Yeah. She goes, oh, let's watch The Notebook first.
Okay.
I'm like, no, we're not.
I've never watched that.
I'm like, we're not watching that. Like, no way. I'm looking for adrenaline, not estrogen. I was like, I put my foot down, we're not watching that. She goes, oh, you Capricorn men are so stubborn.
We are.
So I'm like, as soon as she says star signs, I'm like, what do you mean star signs?
Yeah.
I was like, you just had Bible quotes on your Instagram story.
They're not scary.
Like, what's going on here? Until that point, I didn't know she believed in star signs.
Yeah,
so that was my first
glimpse
of it. So I was like, yeah, you had Bible quotes on your Insta story the other day. What's going on? She's like, yeah, I go to church, like, but I like star signs too. I was like, okay, so do you believe Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior? I was like, do you believe in the rings of Saturn? I was like, she's like, oh, stop being stupid. Pick the film you want to pick. Let's watch the film. So I'm smart, yeah. I don't like horror films.
I only pick horror films
that I've already seen.
So the first
film I put on is The Orphan. I've seen The Orphan. I know
scary.
What all the jump scares are.
I'm going to be the hero tonight.
The night goes well. We're watching a horror film. Adrenaline is up.
She's scared.
She's doing that thing where she wants to watch it, but she doesn't want to see it. She's doing all of that. I'm enjoying myself. A lovely night.
Yeah.
We get tired after a few films. We say, you know what? Let's go up to bed. We're exhausted. Now, normally, when I watch horror films or anything dark or morbid by myself, I have to put on something light before I go to bed. 100%. So you know what, I'm with a girl, so I'm like, you know what, this is my first night at her house. I can't be watching Thimbles with her. I've just got to firm it tonight. Like, whatever happens, I've got to firm it. So we go upstairs. As soon as we get upstairs, I open the window. I'm like, you know what, I get too hot when I'm sleeping with people.
Yeah.
I push the window open.
Yeah.
In the corner of her room, I see the polystyrene wig head. I don't know if you've seen this. So I'm thinking it's calm. Like, I hate this thing, it's so scary, but I'm thinking it's calm. I think she's gonna put her wig on now, but she doesn't even put a wig on it. She's got the wig hangers and she puts it in the closet. So you pretended you were scared of the films, but you've got both. you got Voldemort first draft. She's like, oh, what are you talking about? Then it's just my wicked, let's just get on with it. But I'm thinking, she thinks I'm joking about, but I'm genuinely thinking, like, I'm scared of this thing.
Yeah,
no way I'm sleeping with this thing in the corner. So I'm thinking, you know what, it might be better for me to just go home. So I start asking her questions. I'm like, okay, how do I get out of this? I was like, okay, babe, before I take off my trousers, do you snore?
She's like,
no, I don't snore. I was like, okay, do you sleep talk? She's like, no, I don't sleep talk. Do you sleep walk? No, I don't sleep walk. Okay, do you drool? She's like, no, I don't drool.
Do you sleep?
She goes, I don't drool, but I do twitch.
Okay.
I was like, that's fine. I've been with streamers before. That's fine.
Oh, you talked.
By this time she's tired, she's like, stop with the stupid jokes, man, let's get into bed.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what, let me just, going home is long, I get into bed. We're exhausted, so we fall asleep straight away.
Mm-hmm.
She's zoned out, I'm zoned out. Mm-hmm. But I'm a light sleeper.
Yeah. Okay,
While I'm sleeping, I hear somebody whisper in my ear, if you break her, I'm gonna kill you.
Whoa.
I turn around and look at the wicked immediately.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm like, I know it's her. I know for a fact it's her. The wicked hasn't moved, obviously.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, you know what? I'm just bugging out. It was a nightmare. This is what happens after I watch horror films.
Yeah,
I know
something
gonna happen. The nightmare's done now. Let me just go back to sleep.
I ain't sleeping.
I tried to go back to sleep again. Mm. 1 hour into my sleep, I hear the wind blowing.
Mm.
This is not, it's like not even there. The wind is scary. That's the opening scene or something bad happening.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what you see in a horror film.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hear the wind blowing, but I'm like, you know what? I opened the window earlier, so that's why it's blowing. That's genuinely
it. Makes sense.
But then I hear giggling. The giggling you hear in the horror film, the little girl. I look at the wicked straight away, I'm like, what's funny? What's funny? I know it's her laughing. I know it's her fact.
They're like, nigga, get out of here.
But obviously, the wicked hasn't moved. Yeah. The wicked hasn't moved. Then I think, you know what? I'm bugging out. Like, and obviously, there's a genuine reason I'm bugging out. I've watched horror films, and this thing is actually genuinely scary. Like, it doesn't, it looks like an iRobot, but it doesn't look human. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to make it look human. I'm going to go out and get one of her wigs and put the wicked on the thing.
Okay. Yeah.
So I go to get out of the bed, but then I trip, you know, them hypnic jilts.
They're
not really awake. Then I'm really awake. And I go to get out of the bed again. Another jilt. It was a dream of it in a dream.
Oh,
Inception.
My God. Inception. Oh,
a dream within a dream. So now I get out of the bed and I put this girl's wig onto the wig head.
What kind of wig was it?
It was just like a normal black middle part and bust down.
Okay.
I put it on the wig head. I even combed it twice to make it look I want it to look like a human.
You want it to be familiar?
I've seen you before.
That's a
Equal.
It's a black wig.
No, it's a black wig. It's a black wig. Now it looks like Katy Perry. I can deal with that. That's totally fine. So now I go back and go to bed again and try to sleep. This time round, I hear,
I would have been out of the house.
Now, obviously, I've been living in London, and this is Epping Forest, so I know it's just a small fox being dominated by a larger fox.
I know. Why you stop the script?
That's what's happening. But in my mind, the wig head is taunting me. So I look over at the wig. The wig hasn't moved. Its hair is blowing in the wind, but it hasn't moved. So I'm like, you know what? If you are real, you're gonna have to show yourself eventually. Like, I've seen Toy Story, you're gonna have to show yourself. So I said, you know what, I'm just gonna look at you until you move. And at the same time, if I look at you and you don't move, then my fears will be calm. So I'm looking at the wicked and it looks fine. Like, it's got the hair over the face, the full fringe, it looks okay.
Yeah.
I swear on my life, I see the wicked. Blow the hair out of his face, around his ear. That's when I was like, fuck this, I'm down there. I get up straight away, I'm getting changed and the girl wakes up and she's like, babe, what's wrong? Like, you can't sleep. I was like, of course I can't sleep when you got your ex, Mike Myers, in the corner keeping an eye on us. Like, how do you expect me to sleep? She's like, oh, why did you put on all the horror films if you're going to be scared? I was like, bruv, like, I didn't know. I did that for you, bro. I would have been calm with a thimble stream. They just released a new season, I would have been calm. You told me you lived alone, that's why I came came here. I didn't know you had Casper's widow. I'm sharing with you, bro. She's like, oh, stop being stupid. This is why I can't deal with Capricorn guys. They're so sensitive, especially when Jupiter is drifting through air.
What the hell?
I was like, so you are a witch. I was like, if you put a spell on me, I'm going to call the police. If you put a spell on me, I'm going to call the police. I was like, no, I'm done. I got up, I walked home, bro. I got into my car, as soon as I'm in my car, I see a fox limping. I see a fox limping, I was like, that's disgusting.
It looks like you're a witch.
I've never been to Epping Forest again, bro.
Yo, it's Manny from Pastor Meerkat. Make sure you guys like, comment, and subscribe.
Welcome to Pastor Meerkat. This is episode 15.
15.
Mm-hmm. And you are here with Shake,
Dej,
Banks,
Vish,
and Tim.
Eman.
Cool. So, guys, yeah, I saw this story this week, yeah, I think it was earlier on today, about these twins.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then they were separated at birth. Something about them going on, like, being sold on the black market. It's nuts.
That's insane.
But they found each other on TikTok. Someone made, like, a TikTok, and then they got reunited. And nice. I was thinking to myself, bro, like, that is scary. That's imagine crazy. Knowing, yeah, you've lived your whole life.
And as yourself.
As yourself. Yeah.
Yeah. And they're so
and singular. You got someone that looks exactly like you.
And you just see it on TikTok.
Wow.
That's how she found out. Like, she saw a video of herself on TikTok, the twin on TikTok.
Oh, yeah. So it wasn't like she was like, oh, where's my twin?
She didn't know.
You've lived your whole life.
So you've seen somebody that looks like you on TikTok. And then
I think that's AI, bro.
Yeah.
Before we do the whole reunion thing, I've got to check you're real. I've got to check you're a real human being.
We're in the same country.
I don't even know. We didn't go too that far into the arms.
We're starting to drink. Yeah. That's scary, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah. That's scary. So it gets me thinking, like, that's a mad fear. Like knowing that you've got someone else out there that looks just like you, that's like your blood. And it got me thinking about all the other things I'm scared of. I'm scared of heights. I'm scared of like, do you have any like weird fears or just like general fears? Like,
yeah, I've got my weird fears are kind of like AI.
Yeah.
And robot.
Yeah, like, robot. All the, like AI, where AI can go.
Oh, yeah.
Like a meteor hitting the earth or something. And then like I've got like the more straightforward fears, like dogs.
Same.
Ants. Heights.
Heights.
I'm not scared of you. I'm not scared of you.
That is fine.
Yeah, those are my fears, bro. But like, I remember, I tried to conquer my fear. So again, studying psychology.
Yeah.
Like, I know fear, especially these irrational fears of these smaller things, that they're not good for you, innit?
Mm-hmm.
So one of my fears was heights, and I've always tried to conquer it. So I remember Essex Uni, ACS.
They
went to Fright Night.
I was there. I remember you guys.
And you know, Eman doesn't come to them. Eman will stay at McDonald's.
It's less the heights, it's more the rides.
The rides, yeah.
It would be.
I said to myself that this is my thing that I want to conquer myself. I was so proud of myself. I was like 19 as well. I was like, I've always been scared of heights. I've always avoided roller coasters.
Yeah.
Here, I'm going to go. I thought the ACS thing was perfect because there were girls there. I couldn't be a bitch. Yeah. I couldn't. I had to do it. So then when all of them are going for rides, like they're going on stealth or whatever, I think that stealth is the ride that just...
Yeah, it goes up.
It goes very fast.
And so I've said, you know what? I'm going to try and conquer my fear. So I'm like, we're all together. We all go to do it. The worst thing about this thing when you're trying to conquer your fear is that the wait for it is so
mad. The wait is the ride.
Not even the wait when you're up there. I mean the wait in the queue.
Especially if you ain't got that fast track.
You wait in the queue and you're actually seeing, you've watched it 38 times.
It's like a 10 minute wait. You're waiting an hour. They're just leaving it. You don't know if they need to piss or they just got scared.
Bro, there's so much time to bottle it, bro. I nearly bottled it so many times, but I overcame it in the end. Like, I got there, got on the ride. But on these rides, I don't open my eyes. They say, yeah, the best part is opening your eyes.
Oh, no, come on. Yeah, you have to.
I'm like, you don't feel it.
I'm like that at the top, and I'm literally praying. That's when I know I'm scared, and I believe in God.
I've got a question, What is the enjoyment of going up
it's
the ride?
Lit, it's lit.
It's
the thrill.
It's adrenaline.
Is that
like
a horror film?
Yeah, it's adrenaline.
It's a rush.
It's like a horror film. Like, you know when it's like genuinely scary. It's like a little bit.
Some of the rides actually fun. You press accelerate, you get that thrill. You're like, you're going fast. It's closer to death.
It's out of your control, though.
That's crazy.
That's how you had that crash last week.
Yeah, that's one of Tim's fears for sure.
No, I actually do have one fear though. This was back in like uni, so I think this is when I'm living with both Bengs and Pedro. And I think I told Pedro that I'm just because I think I had like a scary dream once where I was asleep. It was a nightmare, but it was scary. But
if you tell me you were being chased by rabbits, I'm going to
No, it was just so scary. I think I was falling off somewhere. But each time I had those scary dreams, I realised my cupboard, my wardrobe was open. So I had it closed. So I think I told Pedro this, like, I can't sleep without my cupboard.
At uni?
At uni. One time, I think I was sleeping, and Pedro opened my cupboard.
I'm so fascinated by nightmares though. What's the thought process behind the cupboard being open? Do you think is it the monsters?
I don't like it because you know what it is when you open it. Maybe I'm just scared of the dark. So in like in my
are you
room.
Of the dark?
I'm not. No.
You are.
I think I am. You know.
What's weird?
No, I don't. She's. No. I keep the lamp on.
So you're genuinely still scared of the dark?
No, but I just can't sleep in darkness. I just can't sleep in darkness. I can't stand it. So like, for instance, when I wake up and I see the cupboard open a little bit, I hate it. Yeah, I have to close it. I can't sleep with it.
You should have told us. We're literally going on standing.
You are finished. The thing is, you fuck up any monster.
That's mad irrational here. But if I tell you mine, you lot think I'm crazy. I had a nightmare when I was young, I'm saying young, like primary school, about statues coming alive. I don't like statues, bro. You know, like you have like these random ornaments in like people's houses. I can't look at them, bro.
It's scary.
I'd never go to Trafalgar Square. Any of them Westminster. I don't visit them places, you know. I hate Central London, bro. I hate statues, bro. I genuinely think that they might just come alive. Sometimes I walk past. Because you have to go from place to place. Mm-hmm. I walk past, but I'm still looking at it.
Just in case.
If you're going to jump me, I'm going to see.
You can't go Old Trafford, bro. Old Trafford will fuck you up.
I can't get over it. I genuinely can't get over it.
For me, it's getting pushed onto train tracks. I stand sideways by the edge like this.
Stiff.
So no one's pushing me.
What about when you're about to get on a train though?
I have to do it slowly, innit? Make sure I get on the train slowly.
I'm talking about when it's crowded and you know,
you have to get your feet.
To be honest, because it does look mad. Like if you fall down, would you be able to get back up? Would you get a shot? Yeah. But when it's bare crowded and if you're not going at the front of the queue, you're not getting a shot. Everybody breaches that yellow line. I'm on the edge. There was one time my legs were swinging off.
I'm mad. They're like tightrope
walking in it.
One leg would be on the air. It's nuts. You have to stand on your side. It must be lean like this. Lean to the side. So if anyone
tries to... You're ready.
You're going to look like a weirdo.
It's tactical, isn't it?
Honestly, I can't stand... What's the word I'm looking for?
Straight on.
Oh, okay, yeah. I hear it though.
Someone might push you in by accident.
Yeah, that's mad.
Mine's from, you know, Final Destination. I forgot which one it was, but there's, you're driving behind
the
like
log. That's the log. First one, yeah. That's the first.
Oh yeah. Oh
that's
my
so
god.
Scary.
Yeah.
You know when I go next to a truck or
that's
that,
the first one.
I'll never put myself in a situation where I can't go.
It's for me. It's the cars. You know them tow trucks that have bare cars. I'm not driving behind you. When they're driving in front of you, and them man in the trucks, they move mad, you know. They take man, they take man. 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 They take man
yeah, gonna be a madman.
For me, it's everything. Do you know them petrol tankers?
Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I'm thinking to myself, all it takes is one combustion.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Any lorry, yeah, none of them. Yeah. And even flying, like, although I fly more now, you know when we get up?
Yeah.
You know when we're on, what's it called? A takeoff?
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
You might have been with me on the plane. Like, yeah. I am
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, yeah. Vish is best. Yeah, like, yeah. He's genuinely scared. Yeah, yeah, sure. Vish should just be like that, looking forward.
I want to speak to no one. I want to chat to no one. Yeah, even in the scary house thing, like, it's some stupid situations where, like, someone's touching me from behind.
Bro, right. Yeah, so that's
that was me. That was me.
That flight, right? We went through the, what is it, the haunted house?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Vish is holding on to me like this, bro.
And some random man's touching you, bro. No.
Yeah, that was scary, though.
Empty,
yeah. But I had to, because there was girls with us, bro. I just had to.
You have to film it, bro. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I remember at the end, the guy comes with a saw. Bro, I was crushing, bro. That was scary. Flying is scary, though.
Yeah, flying is scary.
I just dying, man. I'm scared of dying.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, dying. Death is scary.
Yeah.
I saw one story time ago, and now it's like a fate, even though I haven't experienced it.
Yeah.
I heard a story about this guy who was a fisherman in Mexico.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he went on his fishing like boat.
Yeah.
Capsized in the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah.
And then the wind.
Yeah, Tim. Carry on straight.
Because of the wind, he got kept on getting pushed further and further
away
from the coast.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So he got to the point where he was going further and further in the Pacific Ocean and got stranded at sea. So then he ended up getting rescued in some island that was like thousands of miles away. So he was surviving in sea for like a couple hundred days.
Man.
Wow.
So when I heard that story, bro, I got scared. I started having nightmares about me on some plank in the ocean.
Cast away,
just surviving there.
It's been bad films about that. You know what film I watched the other day on the plane? Snow Society.
I saw that.
So remember, there was a plane that crashed in the Andes Mountains in the snow. They had to eat people. You've heard this. You might have heard this story. They were like a football team, a rugby team, whatever, and they were going from like Bolivia or one of them countries they were going to Mexico somewhere, but they were going like the way through Chile.
Yeah. Okay.
And their plane, basically, like, they were going up a mountain and their plane hit part of the mountain and then they went down.
Man.
And a couple of people died, but like 13 of them were alive.
Oh my days.
And then they had to basically, it's like minus 30 or 40 degrees.
Oh. Man.
So they built a shelter in the plane and then they ran out of food and they had to eat the dead people.
Yeah, to survive,
And they had to cut them with string, like shoelaces.
I would just want
to
die, man.
Yo, but these lot, I still had the courage to survive. Do you know what made it even worse? There was a point where there was like an avalanche in the thing.
I remember, yeah.
So then like...
They're trapped in the thing,
they're trapped in the plane. So the only place that they can actually survive for like warmth is in the plane. Yeah. But then like there's an avalanche and then it capsizes and some people that have been rescued, they die. So every single day, there's bare people just dying.
Just dying.
And then you're thinking to yourself, rah, like, I want to die, but there's a new source of food.
Oh my days.
So these people are just eating the people that will continually die.
Who are we eating first if we're on an island?
Who's going to miss?
I ain't eating no man, bro.
Bro, if you're starving, bro. E-Man's fighting dead.
E-Man's fighting.
Why are you fighting that? This guy went
to the camera. E-Man's got to fight it, and I've already made the fire. I've already made it.
Do you taste like the food you eat?
No.
Nah.
Otherwise, I'm all Dixie, boy.
That's what I'm saying.
Dixie chicken.
I'll take selfie.
Oh my God. Do you man have nightmares? Like, do you man still have nightmares?
Yeah, I do once in a while.
So much. I don't know the last time I had a nightmare.
Do you man remember your dreams a lot? Like
bro,
like
recently, I don't remember. Actually, I had a dream literally 2 days ago. I had to tell my wife I was whining on brandy.
Yeah,
I was whining on her. I remember anything else. Oh my God.
I was listening to her like the day before.
I don't even know.
What did my missus say?
She was like, why would you be whining on brandy?
These guys are pumped.
But no, I don't really remember my dreams.
Have you ever had a wet dream? And I don't mean wet dream as
Yeah,
everybody has, bro.
You know them times when you said like you're not bashing and you're not,
Yeah, 100%. Those are scary too, bro.
Those are.
But yeah, crazy. Another thing that most people are scared of is dogs. I know people in this group scared of dogs.
I used to be.
Bro, my neighbor. I got a new neighbor, and they got a Rottweiler.
Oh, my days, bro.
So put you don't down. Know what a Rottweiler is?
It's an ex of Woody's cousin.
Oh, T-minus 10 minutes, they're telling us.
Jeez.
That's crazy.
Oh, that's horrifying.
That's scary.
That is actually what happened in my story as well.
I saw them.
But yeah, my neighbor's got a Rottweiler, yeah? And the way, look, bro, I paid for 2/3 of my garden to be done, yeah? And I'm scared to go out there now. Because I don't feel like it could just jump over the fence.
Nah, it probably can't, man.
You're scared of dogs, though.
I'm not scared of dogs.
E-Man is scared of dogs, bro.
You are. I'm telling you, I'm not scared of dogs.
E-Man is scared of
dogs.
I'm not scared of dogs. Maybe back in the past when I was younger, but when my friend had a dog.
Huh?
Yeah, when I was like 15, 16.
Bro, at university.
Oh, here we go.
This is Anton Drive or something like that, or Hamlet Drive. So we're like 17, 20, 19, 20.
Yeah.
He's a big ass man.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Me and E-Man were a bit tapped, yeah. So.
Wait, let me just add that this is a racist area, you know.
Yeah, it's racist.
It's racist.
Yeah. So we just see a police car driving around, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, we feel like they're following us. They're not. They're not following us. They're just doing their job.
Okay.
But me and E-Man, again, we're still kind of hood. Yeah. So we just put our middle fingers up at the police. We're like, fuck the feds, bro! This is what I drew, NWA! We both do that. The police are like, what? It spins round.
Oh,
on the car, we say, specialist dog unit. He's a specialist dog unit. And then the police officer gets out of the car. We know, like, we ain't done anything wrong. So I'm on my hood thing. Like, I'm easy, I'm cool. Like, I know I'm on this.
You know
team.
The rights as well.
I know my rights. Exactly. Yeah. There's nothing happening. I was like, E-Man, don't worry, chill. Like, just relax. Like, we got this. The police officer comes. The police officer comes to us and he's basically like, what were you guys saying? Like, why are you guys putting up your middle finger? And we was like, what? We're not doing anything. We're allowed to make gestures, bro. Like, this doesn't mean anything. Like, we're putting two signs up.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean anything.
You said it just means hello in my language.
We're like, peace sign, yeah. And he's like, no. You guys seem like you were trying to provoke us sort of thing. You really want to play games or you think you're big men?
Bro.
He opens the boot and slams the boot. He just opens it and slams it. The dog start, bear dog start going like that. E-Man takes two, three steps.
Yeah, I'm running. I'm gone.
I didn't know there was like a fence there.
The boot is closed, bro. All you can hear is the dogs barking. E-Man, I'm just like, bro, you're not doing anything with them dogs. E-Man was like, please, let's go home. He's scared, bro. He's scared of the dog.
I'm scared.
The guy opened it and I didn't know there was a cage there.
Yeah.
So I think the dogs are about to just jump out.
Yeah.
I didn't know what Deji had in my
Yeah, Harry, makes sense.
Yeah. There was a time when, this was a quick one, there was a time when we went to Deji's house to record and one of your neighbours has a dog.
And
someone opened the door for me.
Yeah.
And they closed the other door.
Yes, you were stuck.
I didn't move.
Yes.
And you man just left. Someone came and opened the door. I think it was you.
Where was this?
It was in the corridor. This is one of the rooms. You man were just watching me.
But we couldn't get in.
Shut up, man.
That's what they call flooding in psychology, where they put you in front of your fear and they just leave you there.
The way you froze, though, I think that was the best thing to do. I thought he was going to run.
The dog was like here, but was sniffing my appendix.
Tim, what are your fears? I'm so interested in what your fears are, bro.
I used to be scared of dogs, but not anymore.
Okay.
So I think what happened was I used to be so scared of dogs. Like any seeing dog across the same road, I'm crossing the road. That's how scared I was. And this was like in secondary school. So I was still scared of dogs, and my friends were like, "Oh yeah, Tim, I'm looking after my dog. You want to play out with us?" Obviously, I'm saying no immediately. Like, I'm not looking after my dog. Yeah, no. Because everyone's like, "Yeah, just come through." I said no. The next day, now they're like, "Oh, Tim, come out with us." They didn't tell me that he still had the dog. They brought the dog, and the dog was. And do you know what dogs do? They sniff you at first.
Yeah.
Just to sense you out, and I'm scared. I'm like, and the dog didn't do nothing, and it was a sniff. Kept on following me. I think it sensed my fear. I was so scared. Yeah, I was scared. But at the end, I realised the dog ain't going to do nothing, so I'm actually calm with dogs now.
Yeah.
I don't think, what other things do I have?
Bikes.
Bikes, yeah, you're scared of bikes.
Can we skip? We've done, we've covered this. I'm not scared of bikes. Can we move on? I'm not scared of bikes.
Now, what are you scared of, though? Like, what would you say you are scared of?
Scared of?
You scared of drowning?
Yeah, but that's because I can't do it, yeah. Well, because I can't swim. So it wouldn't be the time for I'm scared of. Yeah, I already told you what I'm scared of. I'm scared of the dark.
Yeah, the dark, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he did say that.
What did you
say?
I'm actually scared of the dark.
Oh, you said bear roads.
Yeah, lots of country roads, isn't it, to drive home?
Yeah. But my lights are on, yeah.
He's got the full beams on.
I'm scared of country lanes, bro.
Yeah, the locals just be doing 70 on it.
The speed limit is 70 on those roads.
Yeah, it's so small. I think there was a diversion one time. Yeah, I had to put my full beam on. It was so scary, yeah.
Do you know what else is scary? Have you, man, drove in torrential rain, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
In like 80 miles per hour.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, you feel like you're going to drive in the rain.
When they have the puddles, yeah, like obviously the puddles form on the roads. When you go through them at full speed, your car slows down bears.
And it
speeds up bears straight away. So it's like you get a little jilt sort of thing. I've been doing that bears when I've been driving M11. So terrifying.
Yeah, motorway's scary still.
Yeah, motorways, I'm scared of that, man.
Yo, this is Fabs from Pastor Meerkat. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Blah.
Cool. Obviously, we've been going viral. We're very hot at the moment. Like, you're seeing bare comments on our TikTok, on Twitter, on YouTube about us being funny.
Mm.
First of all, do you man still think we're funny? Do you think we were funnier before? Like, do you think we're still, like, very funny? And how funny do you think you are in context to other people? Or we are?
I think I'm all right. I'm all right.
Out of 10, what do you think you are?
Out of 10. I'm like a 7 on a good day.
7's are easy, man.
I'm an 8 on a good day.
Yeah.
I'm 8 on a good day.
Do you guys think you're funny? I'm so interested in you guys. Do you think you're...
Yeah, for me, it depends on the setting. So...
Yeah, same.
Like, if there's no cameras around, or if I'm out with you guys, like, when we go on trains and we talk to strangers
You're crazy. You're hella funny with strangers. I can't even lie.
I think the same for me. I think I'm situational funny.
Yeah.
Like, holiday.
You changed, though.
Yeah, I think I'm more funnier now.
He used to cuss people bare.
Yeah, but get me in that situation again.
What about you, Tim? You got a comment recently.
I saw that
and
comment.
I know you read it.
I hate those comments because I try to think, am I funny? Yeah, but I keep getting, oh, he's unintentionally funny.
Oh, that's you.
Yeah, but I don't like that. I'm trying to be funny.
It's a compliment.
Because when I'm trying to be funny, it's like...
Then you're also funny, but then sometimes you're unintentionally funny.
No, not always.
Not when you're not trying to be funny. I'm not trying to be funny here.
Honestly, just the way you said it.
It's hard one. I think I'm funny, but then I think I'm probably more unintentionally funny. So I'm not really, not trying to be funny, but I'm just funny to laugh at. That's how I see it.
What was you not like in school? Like, was you like?
I was quiet. I was quite quiet.
You didn't make jokes in class, playground.
No, I was quiet, man. I didn't make no jokes. I wasn't even laughing. I was just kept to myself.
You are laughing, man. You're 100% a laughing man. You're not a class clown, but you're a laughing man, bro.
Yeah, I'm a laughing. I think it only more started in uni, like in college stuff. I don't think I laughed that much,
bro. You didn't find comedy until uni. You didn't find it on Netflix.
I don't know what it is actually. I think secondary school, these times we'd be making jokes.
You wouldn't even laugh.
I wouldn't even laugh.
You didn't find it funny. He was a church boy,
didn't he? He wouldn't laugh because he knew the person that's getting sent for was sent for him.
Yeah.
You're laughing, yeah?
That makes sense.
You are.
it was like a cussing thing, so I wasn't good at cussing people. I think if someone getting cussed at, I think, okay, I can't get vocal. Last time I got it, they go on to me straight away. I'm an easy target as well. I'm an easy target. I still wear jack-ups. Like, I didn't have to let... that makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense. I was an easy target, so I think I just kept myself quiet.
What about you? What was you like in school?
In school, like I was into basketball a lot. So at that point in time, I was with, that was like me.
Were you talking jokes in the locker room?
Yeah. Obviously, you have that banter between the guys, innit? Like, in all sports. But I wasn't someone that was like a clown, innit? I was someone that liked to go and plug a joke once in a while, innit? But I wasn't someone that wanted to be like the humorous, funny guy. But obviously, I always appreciated like comedy, innit? Like when someone makes me laugh, like I'm just like, you're slapping. Like there's an art to making people laugh, you know? Like, being able 100%. To like string a joke or say certain thing to go and get people like laughing. Like, well, not everyone could do it.
I got class clown on my school yearbook.
I can imagine.
I got class clown. I've got a picture of it now. Somebody sent a picture of it to me. Well, Ryan works in the school that I went to.
He
sent me a picture of the yearbook. He was like, "Hey, just found this around the yearbook."
Sick.
And on the yearbook, they gave out student awards. Mine is class clown. I took offense to that, you know.
You forgot that. You was in the archives and you didn't even know.
Yeah. Oh, bro, in that yearbook, the girl that did that yearbook, the head girl, I was very popular in secondary school. It was crazy. Yeah. So the girl that, and not, I wasn't only popular because I was in like the kind of crew, with the black guys, but I was bare cool with like the nerds and the geeks. I was in top set and I used to be a clown, so I used to make everybody laugh.
Yeah.
So I was bare popular. The girl that did the yearbook, the head girl who was responsible for making the yearbook, she gave me my own A4. She took a picture of my MySpace where I'm topless and gave me my own A4 paper. So now everybody's got, anybody that's got that yearbook has that one
paper.
So
you don't have it?
I don't have it because you had to pay for it at the time.
Oh,
my mom refused to pay. Like, I didn't have any money.
Your mom paid for that. She saw you.
The Baywatch calendar. But yeah, I won class clown award, and they probably gave out the awards in front of everybody. I won class clown. I didn't like it.
I hear it.
Like, I didn't like it at all. I want to be. I don't want to be
the smartest.
When people say. No, it wasn't the smartest. But when people say clown, it's like offensive. Like comedian. That's what I want to hear, like, instead of clown. Comedian, like, you're...
Class comedian?
Clowns, bro.
Yeah, it's like, when you're at that age, you can't be a comedian because you're too young in it, so maybe clown's like the thing...
It's a step. They're trying to tell you you're funny. Without making you have a big head. They're trying to insult you at the same time.
That's what I think. I think clowns are like... You do stupid things to be funny.
Exactly.
Like you do stupid shit.
Yeah, because there's intelligence that comes with humour, but at that time when you're a kid...
No, we're clowns. The clowns would just be juggling.
But that's what I'm saying. When you're a kid, you're not really being smart funny. You're just being stupid funny.
I was.
Like, give us an
example. Give us some examples.
Abdul Squared.
Abdul Squared.
It's difficult, isn't it? Be honest with yourself. Most of the stuff that you were doing were stupid things when you were younger.
I made some good jokes, man, when I was... Like, you know that insult... When you have to do the insult thing, you have to be witty, you have to be smart. You can't just say something like, oh, look at your ugly shoes.
You can't
say that. You got to be smart with it, bro.
In my school, Pedro got class clown as well. But it was two, Pedro and someone else, can't remember who the other guy was. But in my, like, for the last 2 years of secondary school, probably last 3 years, it was dad jokes. Like, dad jokes is what made you the funniest.
Because
they're my dads. dad jokes. Like, dad jokes is what made you, like, you knew you was levels or not. Me, Pedro, Aziz, Femi, like, bear of us, like, dad jokes is what just kept, like, if it wasn't for dad jokes, I wouldn't have found, like, comedy, if that makes sense. That's what made me, like, start being funny.
So what's your best dad joke?
Bro, you know what's so funny, I don't even know if it was my dad joke, but it was so dumb and everyone was just laughing. Someone was saying that someone's dad is so poor that...
This is rude.
That for dinner they share a Haribo and they use a knife and fork. But the whole class just went mad.
Haribo is popular.
I don't know, our dad jokes were so dumb. Dad jokes was just continuous. Like, you get sent out because of a dad joke.
That's how we
never cuss moms, just only dads.
We have dads all the time.
Nah, if you cuss moms, then it's beef.
It's beef.
But sometimes that line slaps. What do you think about humour in this group? Like, how do you think... How would you describe our humour? And what makes people say that we're so funny?
I think like we can laugh at each other and laugh at ourselves. That's one of the main things.
Yeah.
But I think over time, like everyone's kind of got their style. And then also everyone's become funnier over time.
What's the styles? Name the styles in this room.
The styles, I'll say E-Man's humour style is like, it's his voice that does it a lot more.
E-Man's like hood funny.
Yeah, he's hood funny, it's not just like, it's the way he tells a story, the way he uses his voice, the way he's like, it all mimics people, like the way, and then if he gets into like a hood man's like, if he's gonna imitate a hood man, you feel it, he's really that guy. I think Tim's like, unintentionally funny, unfortunately, that's what you are. But it slaps though.
It slaps hard.
Like you'll say something, and you haven't realised how funny that thing that you said is.
Yeah, yeah. And it happened so... Now I'm editing the episode. Tim says so many things. Last week, we said to Tim, what is the closest you've come to death? He gave a story about doing fraud. That's the closest you've come to life. And he's like, you said danger.
Yeah, see?
That's crazy. He genuinely means that. He doesn't even know that's so funny. That'd be the closest you've come to life. Somebody taking money out of your account.
You're crazy funny.
I hate the crazy funny.
Vish got like a couple styles, but I think if Vish gets into the Indian bag, Indian accent bag, it's too cold. It's too cold. But otherwise, you're kind of just situationally funny.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
So I feel like Vish is insulting.
If he actually reins it in.
Yeah, he does now. Yeah, he does. You kind of have to.
Yeah, you do.
It's unfortunate, but that style of comedy is gone out of fashion because of how liberal
the world is, and how
sensitive the world is. So
it's true.
All comedians are having to rein that. Because that used to be the whole bag, really, like insulting people.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Cat Williams.
My style, I would say it's like, I don't know how to describe it, I say lifestyle funny. Like, I would just tell a funny story, as in like, what actually happened was funny. I don't even like use jokes. Like, you are more of a joker. Like, you have like actual detailed jokes.
I'll say yours is off the cuff. You're witty.
You'll see something straight away, you'll see something that's wrong. To be fair, I forgot about that.
You'll be like, if someone's just wearing something stupid,
you're quick. You're quick to say something.
Orange soda thing always makes you laugh.
The red thing. And I think the funniest thing you said was, there's murder on the dance floor.
I don't know Shake style, you know.
I don't know how to describe Shake style.
Shake is substance misuse, alcohol. Shake is like drunken funny. Yeah. And then there's a bit of like.
He's got two.
Like, he's got this sober funny where it's like, it's a comedian, but he doesn't do it all the time. He doesn't do it as much as like Leo Pedro.
Yeah.
But he's got this comedian like.
Do you know what it is with Shake? It's because when he gets into his comedy bag, it's so different to his normal voice. So Shake is like, he can do like mad impressions.
Yeah.
But when he wants to get into it, then it's like, oh shit, like Shake's actually like, he's changed now.
Yeah.
It feels like performative.
Yeah, you're performative. There it is.
Yeah.
What do you think about the others? Manny.
Manny is witty.
Manny's humor slaps.
Yeah, he's like mad witty.
Manny's humor slaps, bro.
Yeah.
Like, he's mad witty.
Yeah.
funny with it. Like, I like him. He's smart with it.
Fabian is quick. And Pedro's probably the same. Pedro's witty, isn't it? Or is he like...
I'll take Pedro's, he's kind of similar to Pedro's a little bit.
He purposefully goes out to make jokes.
Mischievously funny. That's the one.
That's a cute blend, man. It's a cute blend.
Yeah, that's why we're funny, man.
And as a collective, when I see another collective, I feel like we're just way funnier.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on what you're looking for, but I think, like, our comedy blends well.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
But even, I'm talking about even the internal jokes, like.
Yeah, the internal, when we have, like, the themes. And
the themes, they're going for ages.
That's the whole thing, the reason, like, the pod was
where we started,
we just knew that, like, this was unique. You got two class clown award winners in the same group. That's
true. I'm pretty sure Manny was one as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Manny feels like he was one of them.
Manny was hilarious.
I didn't even know Manny was that funny. When I initially met him, Manny was quite chill.
Yeah, I didn't either, He kind of was laid back. Eases into it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's when Manny's not tired. When he's tired, he slumps. As soon as he wakes up, alive, man.
That's so mad because I was talking to a girl, I was seeing a girl, and she was like to me, we did like a games night, and then she was like to me, oh my God, Manny is so funny.
Mm. That's a compliment you wanted.
What the fuck? But this girl was smart. I knew she was kind of, she meant it, but she was kind of playing a game. But then we just got into a whole conversation about how Manny's bare funny. And we were just like dissecting these, you know. I was like,
I went for drinks with my work colleague and I told Benz and Pedro to come meet me. She like worked in the HR team.
Yeah.
And she was like, I introduced her to you and Pedro. Mm. And she was like, E-man's so funny. And these men were like, what? What?
Do you man get that from other people? Like you're funny. Like even at work,
colleagues say I'm funny. Family, I'm the funniest.
Are you in the top five funniest people you know?
Nah.
Yeah, I'm not.
100% not.
I know bare funny people, man.
I know quite a lot.
Yeah, there's bare funny people out there, you know.
You think?
Yeah, there's bare funny.
I don't think there's too many funny people. I think this group probably has my top five.
We're structured funny. There's some people that are just lunatic. Like there's different bags of funny.
No, there's bare funny people, man. I can think of bare funny people. I feel like my school was just bare funny. Uni is bare, like Eddie.
He's one of them guys that when he laughs.
Eddie was so funny, just a laugh alone makes it funny. Eddie's foreigner funny, fresh funny, but he's still very funny. Eddie was hilarious, it's so crazy. What do you man think about the response we've been getting? Like, let's talk a bit about that, like the response we've been getting. Like, how do you feel, how does it make you feel when you hear bare people just going like, oh, these men are bare funny?
I love when people just dissect lines from like
it's crazy when you thought of a line or you thought of something and then you think, has it gone over someone's head?
And
the attention to detail when someone like pays like compliment to that, it's lit, isn't it?
That's one of the things they say about like rap, and like when you've got a small audience, it's like how much you want to do is capped because you feel like a lot of things are going to be wasted.
You have to do
things very clear and very overt. But when we're at the level we're at with PTM now, that's how I do my stories now. Like, I think I can make the most intellectual joke. I can say the most niche thing.
Someone's going to grab it.
Somebody's going to get it. And then when somebody gets it, they're going to put it in the comments. Comment sections are so popular. Then somebody else is going to get it and be like, oh, yo, shit. It's like a rap genius thing.
It's like,
oh, I missed that line, but then I got it. I love that so much.
It gives you the feeling of like an Easter egg.
Exactly. It makes every single line, every single joke worth it, bro.
It's kind of sick because I don't see anyone else really doing that now. So I think we're taking story level.
It's a whole bag.
And you know what makes me a bit happy? When like someone's coming a negative comment or they're trying to cuss, and then the fans are riding.
Hey, guys, when we're telling stories, when I'm telling a story, just because you can see my real face, just because you can see our real faces,
please understand that not everything in that story is real. Like, it's satire. Go Google the word satire.
Comedic that, effect.
Exactly. Exaggerated for comedic effect. Google that word, please. Like, every time I'm telling a story, I've got half my mind on what this will look like animated, yeah? We're somewhere in between podding and script writing and, like, producing for TV. So please stop taking it seriously. Like, enjoy it.
Is there a fine line, though, between, like, exaggerating a story and like making it real.
Making it up. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, should people expect? Because obviously, okay, we're not on stage, innit?
Mm-hmm.
People, when they see Kevin Hart on stage and he's telling a story about
they know it's fake, he's chatting shit.
Yeah.
He's pushing it past the point of reality, so you know that
exactly. So that's what I'm saying. Is that what you have to do? You have to push it past reality for them to believe it's.
Does it have to be so crazy extreme where you're like, okay, cool, I understand now that this is like not real?
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, because that's like, how many things can you do that?
Get
you there.
I think, and it's hard because that's actually really true. Like, if you do that, then actually some of those, if you say something very stupid or very unrealistic in your story, then people are going to be like, oh yeah, this is definitely satire. Like, again, we're in this middle ground between podcasting.
Yeah.
So genuinely, some of the people that listen to the stories that we tell, they think everything is real. Yeah.
But at the same time, when you think about it, okay, let's say for instance, that story, that's what got, what, I don't know, 5,000 comments, something like that,
6,000
comments, yeah.
I'm not counting. But.
So that's 6,000 people, separate people. You don't know, you could never sit down with 6,000 separate people. If you did, you would hate at least 75%
of them. 100 of them are going to be tapped.
Exactly. Like, you've got to call it.
It's so true. That's it.
100%. Yeah, man. But yeah, we're loving it. We're absolutely loving it. We're loving the comments. Keep commenting. Like, I didn't read every comment on the last story for sure, but I tried to get to as many comments as I can, and I love it when I see you guys telling jokes in the comments or relating to a certain joke. So yeah, keep showing us absolute love. I love that story, man.
Does it, so
for me, like, I'll say it and then I'll tell the story and then I'm half thinking, is it good, is it not? Then when I see the response. I'm like...
You're like, oh, yeah, this is sick.
I clean it.
Do you think at this point you know when you got one? Because like,
I knew that. And that story as well, I told at the live
show.
Exactly. I said I've got 6 stories for the live show.
Yeah.
So I knew those two. But the rest of the other two, no matter how much arrogant I come across, I'm not sure about, apart from those two. Those two, I was
you didn't know about the Mergim, the exactly. Union
one. Yeah. I was like, I'm not too sure, sort of thing. But now I feel like, you know what? I know.
Mm.
So yeah, man, I'm loving it.
Yeah, I think so. What I'm saying, I think that's the funniest story that you've told personally.
The recent one.
This one, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that at a live show. I remember when you first told us in Shake's living room.
Yeah.
That was like everyone was laughing.
Yeah.
And then you added more jokes.
Yeah.
So I personally think that's probably your best told story.
Yeah.
Personally.
It's a hard one, isn't it? It's a hard
personally.
Because you've just heard that story.
Yeah.
No. Yes.
If you heard Abdul at the same time you heard that story, then maybe your opinion might be...
No, because I remember my first reaction to Abdul.
Yeah, yeah.
So I thought it was funny, but I was like, it's there, but then there was a part of it I didn't like.
Okay.
Abdul. In this story, there's no part of it. I like every part of it.
I like this story just because of the relatability.
The relatability is
100%.
Like, you know that happen, you see it happen in films, isn't
it? Yeah.
Hey, how do you feel about people giving you advice?
I mean, like, advice on how to
try to make it better.
Make the story better.
Yeah.
What was the comment that I said? He came in at 2 million views. But you know what?
If someone says something, I was like, you know what? That's a good idea. I won't do it this time.
No, 100%. Yeah. But sometimes it's just like, now I'm in a space where don't overdo it.
Yeah.
Like, don't overkill it. Don't overkill the thing. Like, it's at such a good balance of comedic, but real stuff that actually happened.
I don't want to overdo
it or try to go out of a bag that isn't really my bag.
Like you said, that's one out of millions of people. So you're not going to be able to appeal to everyone. You've got your style, your structure. Everyone's got their style. You just go, you run with that, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, we've been past the meerkat. Keep showing us love, keep supporting. We wanted to take this moment to say thank you guys so much. It seems like we've stepped to the next level in this real life podcast. We're going to keep it going. The animation will be coming back. We just wanted to take a break at the end of the pod to say thank you and keep showing us love. Brands, audience, girls, guys, keep showing us love.
We love aliens.
Love that, man. Appreciate it. Love.
Yo, it's Pedro from Pastor Meerkat. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe.